This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So our choices matter. What we do matters. And it matters every single day. No one can take responsibility for your health or your life but you. And so you have to make those responsible choices to be healthy. But, you know, the cool thing about it is that whatever we do, doesn't matter. If you're eating healthier, starting a new exercise routine, adding certain foods into your diet, modifying your lifestyle, managing your stress, sleeping better, whatever it is, it's about lifestyle. So what we give ourselves, what we give our bodies every single day, the tools we give it, the nutrition that we give, all of that matters. And so no one is going to help take responsibility for your health more than you. And so you got to step up and really help take responsibility to make an impact and help. Because really, it comes down to what you do every single day. It's not some magical formula and just magic pill. It is something that we have to work on each day. Very, very important. Gardening is a big topic. And now, one thing I'll tell you is that gardening does not count as exercise. Okay, and they may say it does, but I'm telling you, that's not the kind of exercise that's going to yield really good health benefits for you. There's a lot more work that has to be done than just that. All right, but nonetheless, gardening is good, and it's a good thing, and it's healthy for you. So spending time in a garden can help soothe the agitation that commonly strikes people with dementia. So when you look at about 17 past studies, British researchers found that evidence that watering plants or sitting or strolling in a garden can help soothe some dementia patients' anxiety. So dementia, as it progresses, it's common for people to become anxious, restless, and agitated. According to the Alzheimer's Association, sometimes there's a medical reason, such as chronic pain, and the person with dementia just can't explain it. And Dr. Mark Stecker, who's the chairman of neurosciences at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, he said that although the problem stems from dementia itself, families and caregivers can often try reassurance of a calm presence, but just a nice smile can help, really. So even when we can't understand the language, we know from time that we're children that what a smile means, that it's great. So it's also helpful to dementia patients as a distraction, playing a game or taking a car ride. But what makes sense, they say, is the fact that gardening is making such a big difference, is going out in the garden and just being there around. The small amount of work that it takes, but yet the meticulousness of it is extremely healthy for the brain. So the brain has certain instincts that even with dementia that it can pull on from memory to be able to do those daily tasks. And so that can be very, very helpful with those basic instincts, which is interesting. It really is. It's a very, very cool thing. So even when the brain's impaired, it goes back to its basic instincts. And gardening, for a lot of people, can be that. So if you, one of the things I just don't like to see, and I know it has to happen with some people, well, one of the things I just don't like to see is people that just, the elderly that are forgotten. People that get dementia that are forgotten, and they're just kind of pushed to the side. they're still living people. And they still have hopes. They still have dreams. They still have desires. They still have a life. And when they're considered out of the productive side of society, then they're tend to be discarded. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair either. So I think that we have to find activities for our loved ones that have been dealing with some of these disease or health challenges and give them options to have a higher quality of life. I think that's extremely important, more than anything, so they can make a difference. Powerful to see somebody's life change in a great way. 888-283-7272. And there you can find all the help that you need to really be able to thrive with your health. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
I've got a problem with my fingernails. They're all starting to split from the top all the way down to the cuticle. We're breaking off, and it all started all of a sudden.
All right. Well, and one of the big keys you got to look at with the splitting of the nails, a lot of times there's certain vitamin or mineral deficiencies that can be causing that. And you can do some blood testing, figure out what that is. You can do a simple little blood test that will give you an overview of what might be going on inside there. And that is a really big tool to be able to help. I would check that out first and foremost. Now, the other thing, too, you want to look at that's important in the splitting of the nails, too, is iron. Okay, they're out of those vitamin and mineral deficiencies, a lot of times iron can be the culprit. But sometimes it's not just not having enough iron. Sometimes it can be the absorption of your iron. You may not be absorbing enough, and that really can become a bit of an issue, and that's what you want to look at. Okay, so the challenge is making sure that everything balances. That's the bigger key. All right, because at the end of the day, if you do have nutritional deficiencies, they're not balancing out where they need to be, then there's a bit of a challenge there. So I would get some testing done, your physician, or get in touch with one of our lifestyle providers, and they can do some of that testing. Or our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, we have multiple clinics that can help you along the way. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Now, fruit is powerful. I talk about it quite a bit. But fruit, they say now, every day can help your heart. And I think that's really, really a cool thing and really interesting as well. Just because fruits and vegetables we know are healthy for us, right? But 1.5% of Americans actually eat vegetables. We eat more fruit than we eat vegetables. Correct, probably because it's sweet. But they did a study, a large study out of China, and it suggests that eating fresh fruit regularly can help prevent heart attacks and strokes. And adults who ate fresh fruit, like apples and oranges every day, had about one-third of reduction of dying from a heart attack or stroke. Matter of fact, fruit consumption is important for cardiovascular health, said lead researcher Dr. Liming V, who is the vice president of Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences in Beijing. But study participants who ate fruit more often had lower blood pressure and blood sugar and less frequent fruit eaters. So again, they did a study on this with about 500,000 adults aged 30 to 79 who had no history of heart disease. And fewer than 1 in 5 ate fruit on a daily basis. Over 7 years, those who ate the equivalent of roughly half a cup of fruit a day had significantly lower risk of major cardiovascular disease, a study found. This is on the New England Journal of Medicine. And the two U.S. experts weighed in on this. They said cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of avoidable and premature death globally. So previous studies have shown that diets high in fruit are associated with a lower risk of heart disease. Powerful, sweet, delicious, easy to eat, and makes a tremendous difference in our overall health. 888-283-7272. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272, 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. And again, it's about lifestyle. So our choices matter each and every day. We want to help you make the right ones. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. And then, of course, our team members are always standing by to help you. And maybe you need some help picking out what kind of foods to eat, or maybe it's just you don't know how to exercise for your body type, or maybe you got some new blood work back and the results are a little off and you don't really understand it, need somebody to explain it to you. Well, our team members are always there to help you. We've got great physicians that are all around and providers around the country that can help you get the help you need. That's really what it's all about. We want to help you do that, that's for sure. Remember, your lifestyle choices are your medicine, right? Each and every day, that's your foundation. Really is important. There's six ways to eat less without feeling deprived. One of the big issues I think we have in America today is that we jump in and, of course, our portion sizes are enormous. I mean, only us in America would come up with the idea of supersize, right? And so that's just the reality of it. And it will cut your lifespan more than anything when you eat too many calories that your body can't utilize. That's a big, big deal. So I'm going to jump into some ways to eat less without feeling deprived in a minute. But first, I want to go to the phones and talk to Susan. Hi, Susan.
I'm getting off of Lexapro. So I've stopped taking it. I was down to the smallest dose. However, I'm getting sort of jitters and tingling. It almost feels like withdrawal symptoms. And I think that my blood pressure is starting to go up also, which wasn't a problem before this.
Okay. Yeah. Whenever you want to make a transition, right? Whenever you start to make that shift to with what you're talking about, you know, there becomes a bit of a challenge with it. And coming off medications of any kind, you've got to do it. Some you can just come off of, right? But your doctor's going to guide you in it. And some it takes a little bit of time and takes a little bit more work to do that. So you have to be a little bit cautious in what you do and how you do it. So you just want to set a good environment. This is for any coming off the meds environment, I guess you will, it's always good to create the right atmosphere for it. Number one is you got to have good lifestyle choices, all right? So you want to make sure you're exercising at least 4 to 5 days a week. Walking 10 to 15 minutes is great. And your eating habits, very good. So because here's the deal. For whatever reason, if you're, let's say it's blood pressure, okay, you want to come down off your blood pressure med, whenever you're coming off the medications, if it is blood pressure and you're not exercising, you're not even doing your body a good justice of setting the environment for it, right? Or even if it's weight loss, let's say you've already lost 10 pounds, but you're not exercising every day and you're eating high sodium foods, which hopefully you wouldn't be doing that. But yeah, I mean, you let's say you're not, your environment's not right. Your eating habits have got to be great, along with making sure that every other aspect of the environment is healthy. So it's just important to keep everything as balanced as possible when you're coming off medications. Having some guidance is extremely important. I would not do it without someone's help. And don't read something on the internet and just go do it yourself. It's just really, really not a good way to do it. As a matter of fact, I don't advise on that at all. I don't think it's wise. So that's what I would do, first and foremost. But, yeah, there are different withdrawal symptoms that you can experience, and it just depends on the medication. But at the end of the day, your lifestyle habits, your eating and exercise, key. Your rest is key, regardless of how you do it and what drug you're coming off of, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888 283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to that website, InShapeNetwork.com. So when we eat, a lot of times we eat so much to feel satisfied. And one of the big things people talk about with dieting, which I don't really like the term diet, but yet dieting is what we end up calling it. The dieting is a challenge because you don't feel like you're eating enough, or the foods don't taste that good, or you just don't feel satisfied, right? So here's the number one thing you can do is portion control. So you do half now and half later rules. So it's a very effective strategy that a lot of people use. And again, we've used it with patients and clients. But if you order a sandwich, or let's say you eat a chicken breast and some vegetables and whatnot, eat half of it, carry half of it home, and eat half later. Okay, so the portion control is really good. Now, another way to balance your portions is to balance the plate. So, for example, if you're eating a meal of a protein, carbohydrate, and a fat, you'll feel fuller longer. So the protein stabilizes your blood sugar. Carbs, you want to get slow to digest fiber like beans, which are rich in the metabolism boosting B vitamins. And then the fat really helps to satiate the belly and the brain. So when you always say eat a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together. And if you do that, it really does balance it. So go to bed. Here's another one, too, is when you're low in energy or when you stay up late, your body's going to crave a lot more of the foods that you don't need to be eating, right? So the body, when you go to sleep and you get good sleep, the body's ghrelin mechanism, which leptin is the full hormone. Ghrelin makes it's the hunger hormone. So think about ghrelin, think about your stomach growling. That's ghrelin. When that happens, then it ultimately can lead to a lot of weight gain and a lot of health issues. So the way to counteract it, though, they found if you're really high energy or you've got a lot going on in your life, exercise. You know, exercise really is medicine. I've really come, we call it now exercise science. There's a whole exercise prescription idea that people are using now in clinical practice. We use that. It really is, man. It is such a great tool for someone that's under a lot of stress. I know I use it for me. I mean, I go 100 miles an hour, as you can imagine, and I've exercised my whole life, it seems like. I mean, I've always been active, and it's been a major player for me. It really has. And we use it for patients, too. Another one is downsize your dinnerware. That's the whole idea of smaller plates. You don't put as much food on it, right? Those humongous plates that we have in the South. I mean, we have huge plates in the South, right? Downsize your plates and your silverware. That's another great tool for portion control. More Healthy Talk Radio, go to InShapeNetwork.com. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
That effort likely to find some resistance. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin has already said he does not support either background check bill. In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Officials on the southern border say the immigration crisis is starting to affect the flow of trade between the U.S. and Mexico. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have close borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except for those immigrants. They're seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And as more Americans are getting vaccinated against COVID-19, more are hitting the road. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 1.5 million people on Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic began a year ago. The rebound in travel coming as airlines and a number of tourism-based industries are asking the White House to eliminate travel restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Food is powerful. The foods we put inside of our body each and every day, they become our body. And I have learned more and more than ever that our food is medicine. It is. And I like to highlight different foods just to talk about what they can do, how powerful they are. And it's funny because a lot of the medications that we see today are derived from plant-based sources. As a matter of fact, we see a lot of those coming from the plants themselves, and it's pretty amazing at how that happens. So our food is medicine in so many different ways, and so we have to realize that so much of what we do with our eating habits determine the kind of health we're going to have, and that's what we talk about here so often. So I want to talk about a powerful nut that is, I think personally, it's the healthiest out of all of them. Like when you read the research, they're all good. Most all tree nuts and nuts and seeds and all that have all kinds of different benefits. But this one is, in my opinion, one of the tops. And if you can add this into your diet on a regular basis, I think you'll see some really good benefits. It's something that I attempt to put in my diet on a regular basis. And we're talking about nothing more than walnuts. Walnuts are powerful. They've been studied and evaluated in the research for all kind of benefits. Number one are circulatory benefits. Vascular reactivity is what's talked about. And so just a handful of these nuts. Let me just tell you this. 1 ounce is about a handful. 1 ounce is about 25 pieces, which equates to about 15 grams of fat, which is nothing. I mean, we need to be taking in, depending on your body weight, I always say about 0.55 times your body weight or something along those lines. It really is important if you do times, it equals about, I would say about at least 0.45 times your body weight. Depends on if you're an athlete or not. But, yeah, I mean, it's extremely important to do the right amount. 0.45, 0.55, it just depends. And when you do the right amount of fats in your diet, it does so much. I mean, it helps your hormone levels. It helps so much of your overall vitality, okay, your hormones, your energy levels. It's a great energy source, believe it or not. The brain loves fat, functions well, and the brain loves glucose, but also can run well on fat too. So it's one of those keys that you have to consider. And also, when you're thinking about disease and fighting against a lot of these health challenges, food is so powerful, and walnuts are one of the tops. It's one of my, in fact, I love about it. It's so strong in the anti-inflammatory aspect of it. Keeps the flexibility of our blood vessel walls very much intact. They can help reduce a lot of the metabolic syndrome that we see in the U.S. 1 in 4 adults have what we call metabolic syndrome, or METS. And it's a disease. Well, we call it a disease, but it's really a constellation of a lot of issues that overlap each other. So it's kind of a multitude of things. It's high blood pressure, high triglycerides, or what we call high fats in the blood, okay? High triglycerides, blood pressure, inadequate HDL cholesterol, and obesity. So it's waist circumference and body mass index. So recent studies have shown that approximately 1 ounce of walnuts daily over a period of about 2 to 3 months can reduce several of these MET-related issues. So abdominal fat, or abdominal adiposity, as we say, is something that we have to look at with this. It's interesting when you look at it overall, because the treatment of so many different medications can be not only just helped, but supported by eating walnuts every day. So a handful of walnuts every single day has been shown to decrease abdominal adiposity, the weight, the spare tire, okay, by about 6%. That's pretty amazing, right? No other nuts have that in the studies. And so type 2 diabetes is another big one. So you want to regulate blood sugar. Type 2 diabetes is a big one that we see, and there's a variety of different measurements and blood vessel functioning, but a 1 to 2 ounces, it's a couple handfuls, 1 to 2 handfuls of walnuts every single day can help lower the LDL cholesterol, that's technically the bad one, and raise the good one. A lot of anti-cancer benefits, too, are really kicking into gear. So with the wide variety of antioxidant, anti-inflammatory nutrients that are found in walnuts, it's really not surprising to see the research that shows measurable anti-cancer benefits. Chronic inflammation is there. And what's also interesting about it is that about 3 ounces a day, so for prostate cancer, it's evidence a little bit more on the stronger side, but for breast cancer, even more, that for these two cancers, strong anti-cancer benefits with eating walnuts on a regular basis. So pretty amazing. Other health benefits, too. A lot of anti-inflammatory nutrients in walnuts play a special role in the theme of bone health. So recent studies shown that a large amount of walnuts can decrease blood levels of these telopeptides, which can affect basically our DNA. And the collagen components in these can be a strong indicator and can actually, which I find this really interesting. Remember, food is medicine. All right, we're talking about walnuts. And look how just 1 ounce, one handful of these nuts every single day can do so much with your cardiovascular health. They can help with type 2 diabetes. They can prevent metabolic syndrome. They can cause you to drop 6% in your waistline. I mean, that's amazing. Anti-inflammatory benefits. And the other piece is that it can increase bone density. This is pretty amazing. So you think about, okay, well, if I drink my milk, I'm going to have stronger bones, right? More bone density. Well, It's not the case. They're finding now that even eating walnuts, because the high omega-3 fatty acids are having in them now, tons of fatty acids. That, as a matter of fact, is the highest. So if you think about fish oil and how good that is for you, a handful of walnuts every single day is high amount, super high amounts of omega-3 fats that can help. Plus, they have melatonin in them. And the melatonin can help you get deeper stages of sleep at night. For example, cherries have a lot of melatonin in them. But they're saying that walnuts now have quite a bit of melatonin and can help in the sleep cycle, but also in the anti-cancer benefits because of that. So it's pretty amazing. When you start looking at walnuts and what they can do, the benefits are amazing. Now, one thing, too, you got to think about fiber. Okay, now fiber, when you're looking at something like walnuts, you got to look at fiber content. Now, I shoot for, and we're talking food is medicine right now, food is medicine. Walnuts contain about 7 or 8 grams of fiber in 1 ounce. So you get a pretty good amount of that. But our overall fiber intake should be around, I personally think, about 40 grams a day. Now, I shoot myself for about 50 grams. There's a new study that came out that talked about how important fiber is. And when you're getting fiber, for every 10 grams of fiber you take in, you drop your overall, the percentage rate for colon cancer, which is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., you drop your colon cancer rate down by 50%. So for every 10 grams, for me it would be 50% because I shoot for 50 grams a day. But for every 10 grams of fiber, you drop it 10%. Okay? So if you're getting 30 or 40 grams of fiber, that's 30 to 40% reduction in the risk of colon cancer just by getting in your fiber. Now, you can't just eat a bunch of fiber and eat a bunch of junk food, right? So the quality of your food matters too. But I find that interesting because walnuts have such a high content of fiber in them and so much nutrient-rich density in them as well. And so increasing that into your normal routine is extremely important. I would encourage you to make sure you're getting enough of the healthy fats in. They are so important, and we don't get enough of them. We really don't. If you look at your diet each and every day and you really analyze what you're putting in, you'd be amazed that you're not really getting those omega-3 fats. We do a blood test in all of our clinics and with our clients and patients, and it's an omega-3 fatty acid test, and it's so amazing. So vitamin D testing is really big, and it's been really popular over the last 10 years. We've learned how important vitamin D is to so many different aspects of our body. But when you start talking about walnuts and you start talking about fatty acids, omega-6, omega-3, omega-9, it's interesting to see how deficient we really are in the omega-3 fats. I mean, it is amazing. So you can do a simple little test that will check and see what your omega-3 levels are. And then through that, you can see the balance between the omega-3, 6s, and 9s. And you'll be shocked. I mean, I had someone the other day who just didn't really eat omega-3 fats at all. They wouldn't eat nuts. I couldn't get them to eat walnuts. And they came in and they had a really, really serious medical condition, and our medical directors and our team members, we have multiple physicians in our clinics. We all collaborate as a team for people's individualized care. And so we were collaborating on that and looking at it. And when we saw the omega-3 test, it was at rock bottom. And this person, I don't know, you never have a crystal ball, right? But you always wonder what would have happened to this person had they had high levels of omega-3 fats over the years so their body could really do well. And that's the amazing piece of it. And so it's interesting when you look at it, at what really is there. So walnuts are powerful. So just to recap, walnuts, food is medicine. We're talking about walnuts, cardiovascular benefits, reduces inflammation. They're great for reducing metabolic syndrome, cutting down the cholesterol, the triglycerides, and also cutting down 6% of your waistline. You want to get a trim waistline, eat walnuts every day. Type 2 diabetes, one of the number one foods to ward it off. Anti-cancer benefits, we know, with colon, breast, and prostate. And then another increases bone density. It's one of the best sources of omega-3 fatty acids. that we have outside of fish oil. And so, again, an ounce, a handful of these walnuts every single day can make a tremendous impact in your health. It's simple. Food is medicine.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Late 283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So our choices really do matter. And they don't get any care. They'll go get an x-rays and maybe think nothing's broken and be fine. And years later, that we get them in our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, they end up coming in. When there's so many benefits, if you do get injured at any level, you have to get some type of injury rehab to really get your body back where it needs to be. And so the great thing about it is that usually it gets covered completely by your auto insurance. They'll cover everything. They have these personal injury protection policies that cover everything at 100%. You don't pay anything. And so you can really get quality care. I would encourage you to take the time out. If you do get injured, if you have a slip and fall, if you have any type of injury of any kind, it's one of those deals that if you're injured at any level, you want to get the right help. And again, it's about lifestyle, right? If you're injured, you can't exercise the way you want to. And if you're injured and your body's not functioning well, then you can't really think about health and wellness, which is a big key. And so I'm really big on injury rehab. I think it's very important. Check those guys out. Louisville, Kentucky, we've got one. Winston sent us an email. It says, I'm a marathon runner, and I have noticed I get very tired after my morning run. Should I start running at night? Well, I think it's a good idea. I think that you can look at running at night. I think it's a wise choice to do. I mean, one of the things, if you're just running, period, I'm excited, right? If you're just exercising at all, I get excited. One of the things you got to, with running, I think it's a rhythm. And you have to find your rhythm, right? You have to find what works great for you. And what works great for your schedule. I mean, that's really the best piece of it that you have to figure out and understand is what works best for your body type and your schedule and the way you like to do things. And once you figure that out, I think that's the rhythm. It's better to do that than to force it, right? To work out at a time when, or to run at a time when you don't like it, when it's not convenient, when your body's not accepting it very well. You want to be in a place where you're thriving, not just barely making it. And so that's one of the big pieces of it, is to make sure that you do it when you love it. That's the big key, right? Because you'll continue, if you do that, you'll continue to do it and you'll be consistent. And that's where you get the best results. It really, really is. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. Your mom was right. A good night's sleep can help keep you healthy. It is. I keep hitting sleep a lot, but I'm telling you, man, it's a big deal. It really is. Scientists have confirmed it. Good night's sleep can keep colds and other infections at bay. Matter of fact, it's 28% higher for those who get regular shut-eye and sleep well than those who don't. For the other infections, including the flus and all that, short sleepers had 80% higher odds of having an infection over those who slept around 8 hours. So people who sleep 5 or fewer hours on average are substantially increased risk for both colds, whether head or chest or infections or others. And again, Eric Pranther, who's an assistant professor of psychology at University of California, San Francisco, said the researchers also found that people who have sleep disorders or other have told their physician that they have sleep troubles about 30% of the time. Experts can't say for sure why lack of sleep helps, but they know that it increases the overall immune system. That's what it does. I mean, they're not listing it, but they know that it affects T cells, and, well, that has to do with the immune system. So we know it. We know it does. And most people will tell you that you can even do 7 hours and be okay, but it all depends on your body's adaptability and how well your lifestyle choices are on a regular basis. I mean, if you're eating healthy and you're exercising well, then that's kind of a check off of the list. So you want to make sure that you're doing the right kind of things and you're eating the right kind of foods and you're exercising and getting the rest. It all goes together. It really does. But the findings were all in the Journal of the American Medical Association recently. They said that those that slept, other factors such as lack of exercise can help explain it too. The data suggests that sleep may be altering the immune function in some way overall, and that's what they seem to find to be the most challenging with so many, is that. So people can become better sleepers. You just have to set a time during the day to make that happen. And really, that's the key, more than just about anything else. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website inshapenetwork.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, then go to the website. You can easily find someone to help you go to the next level with your health and your life. Emma in Jonesboro, Arkansas says, what's the best advice for sciatic nerve pain? You know, I tell you what, sciatic nerve pain comes along the lines of that injury rehab. There's usually an injury of some kind to the sciatic nerve. There's irritation, there's inflammation, and that can easily be worked at with a chiropractic physician or some form of lifestyle medicine-based rehab that can really help. So I would check that into some of that, maybe get to our website, go see one of our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, and get some help that you need. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.